Good. Yud Tes Adar, Tuesday the 6th of March, Rabbi David Potash, Shomea Ka'ona.
The concept of Shomea Ka'ona, some we're all familiar with, that is that sometimes if somebody wants to be yotzer a bracha or a tefillah or all sorts of other mitzvahs which one normally says with one's mouth, there's a possibility to be yotzer these mitzvahs by listening to somebody else make the bracha or say the tefillah or the kriya. And the person who's being moitzi has to have kavana to be moitzi, the one who's listening, and the one who's listening has to have kavana to be yotze. And this is called Shomea Ka'ona. This is a deraisa dika concept, otherwise we wouldn't be able to be yotze mitzvahs deraisa with this. And the Gemara learns it out in Pesukah Daf Lamed Chesam Beis from Pesukim. The Gemara brings that when they used to say Hallel, they used to say Hallel in all sorts of different ways. Some the Chazan used to say, and some the Tzibur used to say, and some they answered the Hallelujah, and they didn't say it. And the Gemara learns out a lot of different halachas from this. And one of the things the Gemara learns out is that the Chazan would say, Oyim Baruch Haba. The Chazan would say the first half of the pasuk Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. V'heim Oyim B'Shem Hashem. So the Chazan should say the first two words Baruch Haba. And they would answer B'Shem Hashem. So how they yotze the words Baruch Haba on those days when the Zechiv say Hallel? So Gemara says, Mikan l'Shomei Ka'ona. From here we understand from this brisa that there's a din of Shomei Ka'ona, that when they hear the Chazan say Baruch Haba, then they yotze the words of Baruch Haba. And the Gemara says, even if you didn't answer Amen or anything else, Afal Pikein, Shoma V'Lo Ona Yotze. And the Gemara learns it out from a posuk. Now, the Nakuda which we want to address today, as Hashem, is when one is listening and one wants to be Yotzei Shomei Ka'ona, what does one's level of concentration have to be? Is it enough just to hear the words, even though your mind is wandering? Or do you have to fully concentrate on the words that you're hearing? And if your mind is wandering, then maybe you're not Yotzei. So Rashi says over here, Hu Oyim Baruch Haba Ve'im Oyim B'Shem Hashem. Hu Baruch Haba, with the words Baruch Haba, Soimchin Olof. Ve'ein Oynin La'atevis Atzma V'la'aluka. The listeners are Soimach on the Chazan who says Baruch Haba. And they don't say anything, they don't answer anything. V'kan Nilmud L'she'ein Yedeh Lo'likros Lo'ilanois. From here we can learn that somebody doesn't know how to read or even to speak Lashon HaKodesh. Im Shoma V'kiven Libo Lishmoya. If he heard the words, and he concentrated his heart, literally his mind, to listen. Alpha Pishlo Ono Yotze. Even though he didn't say Amen or anything like that, he's Yotze. And Rashi says, therefore, V'cheinu Mispalin B'Tzibu, B'Shliach Tzibu Oy Mekadish, Oy Kedusho, Oy Mehine Shmirabo, Yishtuku B'Tfiloson, V'Yishmu B'Kavon. When the Shliach Tzibu is davening, Chazor Shashatz, Oy Kedusho, Oy Mehine Shmirabo, and somebody else, he does not know how to say these things, he should just be quiet and listen, bekavona, again as she says, and there, bahari and ka'oini, and it's as if they said it themselves. And Ruah Dimash, she says, if a person's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and the Chazan says Kedusha, so he can be yoitz and Kedusha like this, and then he carries on davening Shemoneh Esrei, he says, bahari and ka'oini, nukshi yigma Kedusha, yachzu litvilosam. So that shit as Rashi is, that when in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and you hear Kedusha, you stop and listen, and you yotze kedusha with that. Now Rashi throws in twice the words im shama v'kiven liboy. He concentrated on what the mashmiya, what the chazan is saying. Afterwards, Rashi also says v'yishmu b'kavon. So it's mashma from Rashi. There's not enough just to hear the words, but one has to concentrate on the words as well. And the Emes says there is a tshuvas arosh, which the Torah brings in Hilchos Birchas Krishma. In Siman Nun Tes, the Tshuva Zarosh says as follows. Torah brings the cause of Adoni Avi Harosh b'tshuva. There was a minhag, the Torah brings before, there was a minhag in those days that the chazan said Birchas Krishma aloud, Birchas Yotzer and Amar Verovim, he said it aloud, and he was moitzed the whole tzibur. Everybody, it was Berovim Hadus Melech, everybody listened to the words of the chazan, and they said Amen, and they were Yotzer with the bracha of the chazan. So the Rosh says he was known not to do that. And Birchas Yotzer v'Arvis, Ani Oimer Imeshlech Tzibur Nachas. He said, what I do is, I say it together with the Shliach Tzibur word for word slowly. First of all, he says, a person can't keep quiet, so always keep quiet the whole time to hear the words, the actual words of the chazan. Maybe there'll be a noise. V'gam, and this is the Chiddush, V'gam im hayu mechaven ledivrei Shliach Tzibur b'shtika, even if he is able to hear all the words without there being a noise, u'v'emsa ha'brocha yotpoyne libo ledvoyim achirim. But if in the middle of the bracha his mind wanders to all sorts of other things, he loses the kavana and is considered as if he was mafsik, as if he were interrupted in the middle. In other words, it's considered as if he missed the words. The Bi'alocha here in similar text explains the words of the Trus Rosh here, that when he says it's kilu, he's hifsik b'emso iso, it doesn't mean it's a kilu he spoke. It means he missed out those words. And if those words are intrinsic to the bracha, if they're necessary, the ma'ak with the bracha, then it's mashal from the Rosh, so he's not yotzer. Now you'll all ask, what about when a person is saying the bracha himself? What happens then? So the Rosh himself says, when a person says the bracha himself, even if he said some of the brachas without concentrating, Yotzo, except of course for the first possible Krishma and Baruch Shem, and the first bracha of Shemana Esrei, which we know there that the kavan is ma'akut. But all other brachas and kriyas, that even though avada lechatchila, we know it's best to concentrate, but if a person's mind wanders while he's saying the bracha or the tefillah, he's yotzo.
And if one doesn't understand the Loshon, one doesn't understand the Ivrit, then one can't concentrate fully anyway.
Right, excellent. So the Beis Yosef Taka says that also. The Beis Yosef says in Simchot Kaf Dalet in Hilchos Tefillah, which we're going to get to later, but now since you've asked it, we'll mention it now. He says that Hu Adin, that if somebody does not understand the words, in other words, if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, so Hu Adin, that it's Ke'ilu his mind wandered, is not Yotzer. So we'll get to the Potom Ezer Hashem soon. So now the Rosh brings two rayas for this din, that when you're saying the words yourself, when you're saying the bracha yourself, if you can't concentrate the whole time, that you're still yotzer. One raya brings from the Gemara in Brachos, after Gimel on base. The Gemara says that by Krishma, the first part of Krishma, the first pasuk and Baruch Shem, is called Kriya im Kavona. And after that, it's Kriya below Kavona. So the first part of the pasuk of Krishma, of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, it's Kriya, and you have to have Kavanah. If a person doesn't have Kavanah, if he loses concentration, then he's not Yotzer. But after that, we pass from your Hafta onwards, it's Kriya below Kavanah. So says Rosh, you see from there, that if somebody's reading himself, the Kavanah is not Ma'akut. The concentration on the words is not Ma'akut, even though, of course, Lechatchila one should try. That's one proof, one raya that he brings for this. The second thing he brings is from a very interesting Yishalmi, which Tosfos also brings in Rosh Hashanah. The Yishalmi says that the Amoraim appreciated their heads that bowed down in Moedim, even though they didn't realize where they were holding. Right? Probably you can't take this Kipshuta because we're talking about Amoraim who were able to Mechaya Mesim. But Kol Panim, maybe they just meant it for us, meant it for the Sofa Doros. That you see from here that even though a person's a Damish Mun Esrei and his mind is completely flown off, and he comes to the words Moedim, his head bows down, because it's automatic that the mind automatically, when it comes to Moedim, subconsciously bows down. So you still yotzer, obviously you still call it Tefillah. So these are the two rayos that the Rosh brings, that for when a person is saying the words and he doesn't concentrate, he's yotzer, except the first pasuk in Krishma and the first bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. But when one is listening to the words from somebody else and one wants to be yotzer, so that way with Shemeh Ka'ona, says the Rosh, if your mind wanders, then you're not yotzer. It's like you missed the words. And the chayav, this is a very big chumrah. And it seems to be that's Pshat in Rashi as well, where Rashi says that he's got to be listened Shomeel Machaber Liboy. Now, all the other Shoinim that I managed to look at do not bring this. So it would appear that it's a Machlokes Shoinim. And the Emes the Mishnah Berurah, the Beis Yosef here in Siman Nun Tes, he brings the Alpidis Rosh, that because of this, because when one's mind wanders, one's not Yotze, because one doesn't, it's as if one didn't say the words. So he says, in most cases where you want to be Yotze Shemei Ka'ona, you should do what the Rosh did. Instead of being Yotze Shemei Ka'ona, you should say it yourself, and if you don't know it Baal Peh, you should say it word for word with the Chazan. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun Tes Sif Dalet brings his maskona, and he says, "Birchat Yotze ve'arvis oyim imashliach tzibur benachas." You should say the bracha of Yotze Oyer and Mariv Arovim, even though there was a minig, even seemed to be a minig even at the time of the Machaba, that to listen to the Chazan be Yotze the Chazan. In fact, the Teimanim they do that to this day. The Teimanim where the Chazan says the Birchat Krishma, and everybody's Yotze with Shomei Ka'ina. But the Machaber says it's better not to do that because of what the Rosh says. Because if the mind wanders, then maybe you're not going to be Yotze. So, but then the Ramah says, Umil, Imlo Omra. If you didn't say it yourself, Rak Shoma Mishliach Tzibur, if you heard it from the Shliach Tzibur Yotze, to Brachos Eilo Shliach Tzibur Moitzah Yochid, Acha Pishu Boki. Because so the Ramah says, if for some reason you can't say it yourself and you heard it from the Shliach Tzibur, then you Yotze. The Ramah doesn't specify any condition that if your mind wanders, you should make sure your mind doesn't wander. So it would appear that the Ramah holds that b'di'eved we can be samech on other Rishonim who disagree with the Rosh and say that if your mind wandered, you're still Yotze. So, and the Mishnah Berurah over here, Be'emes, when he brings, even on the Shita Machaber, when the Machaber says it's better to be Yotze yourself, it's very interesting that the Mishnah Berurah does not bring This the reasoning of the second reason of the Rosh. He only brings the first reason of the Rosh. The Mishnah Berurah says that after Medina Yochel Chavin Lotzis Bebrichat Shliach Tzibur, even though Meikra Din you could be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur, however, Kol Malkam Yerogel Leimem Shliach Tzibur Benachas is better to say it yourself. Why? Shekirin Shein Brachas Aruchos Ein Odin Yochel Chavin Todim Shliach Tzibur Mishtika. Since it's a long bracha, it's hard to have quiet to the whole bracha. Now that was the first reason that Rosh gave, because maybe there'll be a noise, or maybe the person himself will speak and make a noise and miss some words. But the second reason which the Rosh gave, because maybe his mind will wander, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring over here. So it would appear that the Mishnah Berurah holds not that we paskin not like the Rosh, but that we paskin like the other Rishonim that hold that this is not ma'akov. That's in Birchas Krishma. However, in Hilchos Tefillah, The Beis Yosef brings this Rosh again in two places in Hilchos Tefillah, in Sim Kuf Kav Dalet, in Sif Aleph and in Sif Yud. In Sif Aleph, the Torah and Shulchan Aruch are talking about somebody who is not a Boki B'Tefillah. He doesn't count down by himself, and we know that Chazal instituted Chazor Shashatz in order to moitzi those people who can't be down themselves, so that everybody should have a chelik in Tefillah. So it's a mitzvah, according to Rama, mitzvah deraisa to daven every day. So Chazal wanted to make sure everybody has chelik in tefillah. So if somebody can't daven himself, he listens to the Shliach Tzibur. And the Torah says over there, that however, he's got to listen to the whole of Chazal Shashatz, mila b'mila, and be mechaven every word from beginning to end. So says the Torah, says the Beis Yosef over there, that the Makor for this Torah is the Archumas Arash. The reason why he says you have to mechaven for every word from beginning to end is because the Tshuva Zerosh says you have to make sure that your mind doesn't wander when you want to be Yotze with Shomer Ka'ina. And that's the Torah brings in Sif Aleph, and that's Ve'ina Boki. And in Sif Yud, in Sima Kuf Kav Dalet, there's another case, another scenario, whereby somebody is a Boki, but let's say it's a Shchodesh and he forgot Yalav Yovak. Or in the winter he forgot the same Talamotu. And he has to repeat one Esrei. So all the Shonim in Brachos, Daf Kav Ches, I think it is, bring a Bahag, and the Bahag says that in such a case you don't need to repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So you have a Eitzah. You could listen to the Shliach Tzibur and be Yotze with Shomer Ka'ina. Even though the Shliach Tzibur normally is only Yotze somebody's not Boki, but since you daven already and you just missed the Yalav Yovak, it's like considered you're in a Boki, and you can be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur Shomer Ka'ina. So the Torah brings this also in Sif Yud, and the Torah says, and Levad again, he says the same thing, Levad Shechaven Kol Shemoneh Esrei, Mila, Mitchilos Vatzoifer. So it says the Beis Yosef, but we have the Chumash Rosh. The Chumash Rosh says, this is very, very difficult to do. It's maybe impossible to do for us. So therefore, if somebody forgot Shemon Esther, if somebody forgot Yalav Yavoy, or anything like that, they would have to say Shemon Esther again for, he should better daven himself. So that's what the Mechaba brings, the Shulchan Aruch brings in Simkuf Kav Dalet. He says as follows, Mi sheshokach l'om yalav Yavoy, b'rosh chodesh, b'chol yishol moed, or b'chol dover sheshok lachzim b'shviloi, Yechaven daiter v'yishma mishleach tzibur kol shemen esri brochets m'resh v'atzoif ka'odam shuspa'ala la'atzmoy. So the Mechaba Taka brings, he's got to concentrate and listen to the whole words of the shleach tzibur from beginning to end, ka'odam shuspa'ala ba'atzmoy. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here that nowadays it's better, since it's important, very, very difficult to do, it's better if he davens himself. He says as follows. Vayim b'achroinim, this is the Taz of Avraham, shekosu demutiv sheyachzav yitzpala ba'atzmoy. Do'aidna lav kol odam yochal l'chav and daitu l'shmoy m'shliach tzibur m'reish v'atzoyv, because nowadays it's almost impossible to concentrate for all the words of the shliach tzibur from beginning to end. V'shema levova yifne, and maybe his mind will wander, v'yishma m'shliach tzibur eizem mila yisam ha'akvim b'tvila, and maybe he'll miss some words that are ma'akvim in tvila. So you see, over here, the Mishnah Berurah does pass on the Chumash Harosh. So the Chayyim have a stira between Siman Nun Tes in Birchas Krishma, where the Mishnah Berurah seems to ignore the Yisoid of the Chumash Harosh, and he seems to hold, like the Ramah over there also implies, that B'di'eved Yotze, even if your mind wanders. And yet over here, where you want to be Yotze Shemana Esrei, with Shemaya Ka'ina, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's for us, it's better not to do it, because if your mind wanders, you're not going to be Yotze. So it seems to be a stereo between the case of Birchas Krishma and the case of Shemana Esrei. Then there's another couple of places where the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, and that is in Birchas Hamazon. Okay, in Birchas Hamazon also, there's two cases brought down in the Gemara and in the postgame of scenarios where one might be Yotze with Shemaya Ka'ina. The first one is in Simukov Pe Gimel, and that is that by a regular Muslim, the three people benching together, and the ideal way of benching Muslim, say it says the Torah, the Beis Yosef, and Mishabru also speaks about the ideal way of benching Muslim is that the Mezamein, after he says the Rav Shachal Mishaloi, he should be moitzi everybody with Birchas Hamazon. He should say Birchas Hamazon out loud, and everybody should be yoytzu Shemei Ka'ina. The reason for that is because since for Zimon is, we're coming together as one to bench together as a tzibur of three, so to speak. And therefore, the best way to be as one is if one person saying it and the others are listening. So again, over here, the Beis Yosef brings the Chumash Rosh by Birchas Krishma, and he says that the Chumash Rosh has already been made for us, testified for this is very difficult to do. And therefore, what should we do? We have a problem, because the best way to yotze Zimon is to be yotze from the Mezamein on the one hand, but on the other hand, if your mind wanders, you're not going to be yotze. So the Beis Yosef says, the second best is to say word for word with the Mezamein. So the Mechaber Taka brings him Kuf Begimel Siv Zayin, Nochoin Adobash Kol Echon Memusu Ben Yoyim Belachash Im Amavoyech Kol Brocha Brocha Fila Chasimitz. The best thing is that everybody should say together with the Mezamein every word belagash, including the chasimus abrocha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the reason for this? Hainu, after midin ayoyse nochon shishma masubin kol birchas hamazon, the piyam mezamein. Even though that miikra din, it would have been better if everybody listens to the words of the brocha from the mezamein. Vuyotziyam bebichosoi uvaatzim lo yivachu klal, and they shouldn't say anything. Kol mokum bavur shamotzim v'abarisein rabin shamotzubim mesichim daiton v'mechavin nedivam vora klal. So he says, because there's two issues here. One issue is that people might talk, and another issue is because his mind will wander, and that's what his meravus to when he says, "Ein mechavin nedivam vora klal." Lekach nochon kayoyin. Therefore, today it's better. Yoyser shemusubin yoyimru ba'atzma velachash kol mila mila im amavoyech deyshivocha yachtov. When you can say that, So the second best is that everybody says together with the Mezamim. So here by Birchas HaMozon, again, the Mechaber says it's better not to be Yotzei Shemek only because your mind will wander. And here the Mishnah Berurah also passes it. And he says that it's much better so everybody should say together with the Mezamim. So again, we have a steer between over here and the case of the Birchas Krishma, where in Birchas Krishma the Mishnah Berurah is not choshesh for the din of the Tshuvas HaRosh, everyone's mind wandering. So what's the difference? What's the pshat? So the choyer, the pshat is, or maybe just before get to the reveal, just one more marimokim. In also Birchas HaMozon, in Simkuf Tzadi Gimel, the mechaber, the Torah mechaber discuss what about two people who are benching. There's no muzuman, but one of them knows how to bench, one of them doesn't know how to bench. So the only etzah is that the one who doesn't know how to bench should be yotzei shomer ka'ona. So the mechaber says here, if there's only two people, you don't have a muzuman, so everyone should bench themselves. That's when both know how to bench. But if one does not know how to bench, and that's if one does not have to bench, the one who does not have to bench makes the box aloud, and he's moitzi the other one. Says the mechaber im meivin loshna kodesh. It's got to be that he understands Lashon HaKodesh, but he doesn't know how to say the words himself, but he understands it. And says the Mechaber, V'tzorech lechavim mila b'mila l'chol ma shiyoyme. But over here, since he's got no choice, there's no choice whatsoever, because he can't bench himself, so then he's got to be Mechaber every word that the Mezamin says. And the reason is because of Tshuvas HaRosh, the place Yosef and the person here bring the Tshuvas HaRosh, that if his mind wanders, he's not going to be Yosef. So says the Mishnah Berurah that because of our problem which we have, that it's very difficult to be mechaven. So he says, "Komakom Yosef Toiv Shoyim Achre Mavorech Mila BeMila BeLachash." Again, the same thing that we had before. It's much better that even if you can't read the words yourself, but you can repeat the words after the Mezamin, and that's much better. Im Ef Shalhem Dibzei Yotzei Lechol HaPoskim. And the poskim is referring to the Tshuvas HaRosh. The Tshuvas HaRosh says, if your mind wanders, you're not Yotzer. So therefore, the only way to get around this, even if you can't bench yourself, is to say Mila B'Mila with the Mezamin. And over here, the Mishnah Berurah throws in another Indian, and that is Kiddush. He says, for who are doing the Kiddush, you should Yotzer Toiv Shiyoyim Achayim Avarach Vamakadish Mila B'Mila. In other words, the same thing, that our minig is with many people have the minik that by Kiddush only one person makes Kiddush, and everyone is Yotzei Shomer Ka'ona. And according to the Tshuvas HaRosh, it's going to be a problem that if a person's mind wanders and he misses the main part of Kiddush, which is the Bracha, Bracha Tov Hashem Kel Melech HaOlam, and Inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Inyan Ma'aseh Bereishis, and the Chasima, the Kaddish HaShabbos. If a person's mind wanders when he hears those words, it's according to the Tshuvas HaRosh as if he never said them, and therefore he's not going to be Yotzer. So therefore, if a person can't make Kiddush himself, he should at least say Mila B'Mila with the Mekaddish. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Simkuf Tzadi Gimel Hilchos Birchas HaMozon. So again, we have a steer between this Indian of Kiddush and Birchas HaMozon to the Indian of Birchas Krishma in Simon Nun Tetz. So what's the pshat? What's the chilik? So the chayah of the chilik is as follows. We saw at the beginning that it seems that from the shtika, from the silence of all the other rishonim, that they are cholek on the Tshuvas HaRosh, and they hold that this is not ma'akev. If a person's mind wanders when he wants to be yotzei shomer ka'ona, it's not ma'akev. And in Siman Nun Tes, the chaber goes with the Tshuvas HaRosh, but the Ramah says that but the Eved can be yotzei shomer ka'ona, and he doesn't mention anything about the fact that your mind might wander. However, the Ramah himself does not argue with the Mechaber in all the other places, in Tvila, and Birchas HaMozon, and Kiddush. That doesn't seem to any argument. So the Chayyim of Pshat follows that an economy, it's a machlokas rishonim. However, so if a mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, then we have to be choshesh for the Rosh that holds that if a person's minds wander, then he's not yotzer. So Birchas HaMozon is a mitzvah deraisa, Kiddush is a mitzvah deraisa, and therefore by Birchas HaMozon and Kiddush, the Ramah is moedan, the Mishnah Berurah also paskens that if a person is going to be Yotzei Shomer Ka'ona, if his mind wanders on the ikka part of the bracha, he's not going to be Yotzei, because since this is a mitzvah deraisa, we have to choshesh for the shita Tshuvas HaRosh. And therefore, in both those instances, by Birchas HaMazon and by Kiddush which is Deraisa, then it's better to say word for word with the Mekadesh or with the Mevarach, with the Mazmin. We'll just throw in that Kiddush is not always Deraisa, because the Mishnah Berurah says in Hilchas Kiddush with Simrei Shein Aleph that if a person davened already, then he's yotze Kiddush with Deraisa and his Tfilis Shmoneh Esrei Ma'ariv. There's a whole deal there exactly how he's yotze. But I call upon him, that's how we pass on the person's yotze is Kiddush Deraisa in Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore when he gets home, he makes Kiddush Alakois, it's only Kiddush Rabbanah. So that would be matzdik, our minhag, why we do listen to the Mekadesh being Mekadesh, and we're not Koshish anymore for the fact that our minds will wander. Because by the time we get home, it's Kiddush Rabbanah. However, if there's a woman at home who didn't daven Ma'ariv, for her it's Kiddush Deraisa. So for her it would make a very big difference. That if she didn't daven Ma'ariv yet, and now she's been yotze with her husband, so therefore her Kiddush is Kiddush Deraisa, and therefore she has to make sure that her mind doesn't wander, whereby for the ikka parts of Kiddush, which again is the Psicha, and the Zechel, my separation Zechel, it's Yitz Mitzrayim, and the Chasima. Or the other eight is that she should daven Ma'ariv first. So that's my Kiddush of Birchas HaMazon, which is Deraisa. Ma'asha Enkein, by Birchas Krishna, that's only it's a bracha. All brachas are drabanon, except for Birchas HaMazon. So a bracha drabanon. So by the Eved, the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah was saying like another Rishonim that for brachas drabanon in the Chatchila, you should try and say it yourself. But if you can't, then you yotze by Shomei Ka'ina, even if your mind wanders, as long as you heard the words and there was no noise that you heard the words. That's by brachas drabanon. What about Shmoneh Esrei? The other theory we have is Shmoneh Esrei that there. The Mechaber says, and the Mishnah Berurah agrees with him, that if somebody misses that Yalav Yavah, one should not hear repeated Shmoneh Esrei by listening to the Shliach Tzibur. What he should do is, it's better to daven himself. And there, the Mishnah Berurah agrees with Mechaber, and he brings the Tshuva Sarosh, because if we're afraid his mind might wander. The Teretz is that over there, that even though the Tefillah is not always necessarily the Raisa, sometimes it's the Raisa, the Rambam holds that Tefillah is the Raisa, but only the first Tefillah of the day. So Ma'ariv would be the right, so Ma'ariv is not Chazor Shashatz anyway. So Shachris and Milcha, where even according to the Rambam, would be Tfilis Drabanon, because you already davened within that Me'is Leis already. But so why would we be more Machmir about Shmoneh Esrei? The Teretz is that Tfilah is Rachami. Tfilah is Tachanuni. Tfilah is B'mevakash from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we need, B'mezchanim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when it comes to B'mezchanim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening for what we need, either person should daven himself. But if he's going to listen to somebody else and go to Shomei Ka'ina, what type of tachanunim is it if his mind is wandering and he's not saying the words himself, and he's not thinking about what he's saying? So what is that? So by Tefillah, we're more machmir. By Tefillah, we say, therefore, that if a person's mind wanders, he won't be yotzer, the Tefillah Chazos Hashatz, and it's better if she daven himself. So B'kitzer, just to be Mesakim, we have this Amachlokes Rishonim, that if a person wants to be yotzer with Shomei Ka'ina and his mind wanders, is he yotzer, is he not yotzer? The Rosh holds that he's not yotzer, and the other Rishonim, and the Rashi also seems to hold like that, the other Rishonim holds that he is yotzer. And the Gabi, Halacha L'Maisa, it depends, if it's a mitzvah deraisa like Birchas HaMazon, or Kiddush, then we hold that the person's minds wander for the Ikka part of the Bracha, or the thing he's trying to be yotzer, he's not, then he won't be yotzer. But if it's a bracha drabanan, he is yotzer, except for Tefillah, even though it might be drabanan, he is yotzer. I'll just throw in, I told Dudi I'm not going to speak about Purim, but I'll just throw in that the Gabi Megillah, this is very Nagir, because by Megillah, it's in the morning at least, it's a Medivik Kabbalah which has a Din Deraisa. However, by Megillah, none of the posts can bring this Tshuva Sarosh. And the reason is, because the point that you mentioned before, that the Gemara says, by Megillah, lo yozeh shoshoma ashuris yotzer. Somebody does not understand Lashon HaKodesh, and he hears the whole Megillah Lashon HaKodesh, he's yotzer. Why? Because says the Gemara, mitzvah is kriya pitzum in Yisra, because even though he doesn't understand what's going on, he'll hear it, and Rashi says, he'll ask what's going on, and they'll tell him the whole story, and there'll be pitzum in Yisra. So the Rosh himself, in a tshuva to the Rashba, he's mechir from here, that by Megillah, even if you don't concentrate, you're still yotzer. Because since, just like the din of Lo'ez Shomer Shuris, if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, it's an ikilu your mind wandered. Apa pikin yotzer with the Megillah. So who are din? If the emes your mind did wander, yotzer with the Megillah. And this, of course, is kvata limit schutz for us, because for us to hear the Megillah for half an hour, not let our minds not wander, is a total impossibility. So vada, yotzer, even though your mind wanders.